Ow!
Those uncomfortable things we do for beauty.
Oof. Ouch.
And when it comes to whiter teeth, same story. Until now. Enjoy rinse-free whitening with new Sensodyne Clinical White. You'll get clinically proven whitening technology in an enamel-safe formula for two shades whiter teeth and 24/7 sensitivity protection. Sensodyne Clinical White, a whiter smile without the wince.
The NBA playoffs are here, and with FanDuel, your group chat's about to be going off. Because right now, new customers can bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets if you win. And with live bets, your heart emojis will really be racing from tip-off to the final buzzer. Plus, when you win, you'll get paid faster than your friends can send you a victory gift. Or is it GIF? Who cares? You won! So get the word out to your crew and download FanDuel today. New customers bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets if you win. Make every moment more with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Official partner of the NBA.
21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See full terms at FanDuel.com/sportsbook. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Welcome back, everyone. My name is Sam.
And I'm Melissa.
I grew up in the FLDS community. It is a polygamous group run by Warren Jeffs, and I moved out when I was 18 years old.
I was raised LDS. Sam and I have been married for 9 years and have two awesome kiddos.
Yes, we do. We want to quickly thank our donors and YouTube members, as well as invite anyone to join us on our Patreon. We are excited to see you all over there as well.
Yes, today we are back with our fresh eyes on Sister Wives for season 10. We're more than halfway through now at this point. And honestly, for those of you who are new to our channel, with Sister Wives, we typically go from it at the angle of trying to compare their polygamy to the way that Sam grew up and look at the religious aspects, you know, with Cody and Janelle being from the mainstream LDS like I was, mm-hmm. and then, you know, Christine and Mary being raised in polygamy or within the AUB. So that's typically the angle we try to come from. And every single season, we think, I don't know if there's going to be anything religious to talk about. And then there is. Until this one.
Yeah.
Until this was the first one that I kept waiting. There's always one episode where I'm like, oh, we can really, you know, give a lot of insight on this. And I don't feel like season 10 really had much for us.
Yeah. It was a lot about just life in general, what was going on here and there. I will say there were a few things which we'll touch on here that they did because of their religious beliefs. So we're excited to get into a little bit of that. But mostly, yeah, it was the Brown family did this, the Brown family did that. Cody's great, Cody's not great, you know. And then just so many different, the relationship between all of them is getting, it's changing.
It's
already
changing.
It's changing. And yeah. for good in some cases, and also
worse in others.
So anyway.
But I don't think we have any deep dives, give lots of deep insight, maybe just our opinion on what the Brown family's up to for this season. So it started off with the fact that Maddie is engaged, which is awesome. She's moving to Montana to be closer to her fiancé, watching them go through the process of their first child being engaged, mm-hmm. the first Brown wedding coming up. I don't know. It's just cute to watch. It's funny to see Maddie, like, personality towards, I have to rein in my family, and if I want them to all cooperate and like make it to the wedding on time, like I've got to be very specific.
She's seen enough of the Brown family chaos that she, I think, now that she's starting her own family, she knows what she has to do and how much she has to be involved to make sure everything goes properly. So, yeah, but it's cool to see. It's also was interesting to see how excited the family was because they knew of her fiance before they got engaged or started dating. And so it was a kind of an exciting moment for them. You know, I mean, everyone's going to have their different opinions on that as well, but it seems like they're a great fit.
Yep. So super excited for her. A lot of this was kind of, we mentioned in the last season, you know, Mary tells the family about the catfishing incident. Beginning of this season, there's still a lot of like repercussions of this. A lot of her trying to explain. I felt like so much she was like explaining and not necessarily taking a lot of accountability.
Like that she was the victim.
Yeah. Which she is.
She is a victim in the sense that they turned it into this whole thing, or that it wasn't real. It wasn't real at all to begin with. So she is a victim. And who knows how hard they tried to get her, to rope her in, but it seems like it was pretty easy for Mary to go along with it, because they started out with casual friendship, you know. So, but there comes a point when I think she probably should have, definitely should have said, okay, this isn't good, because she heard it from both Cody and especially from her child saying, this is not good. You need to get out of this right now.
Well, and I think so much she talks about, like, I felt trapped. And I think the reason, and this is what I mean by I didn't feel like she was taking a lot of accountability for the messages she sent back to this person. Like, she mentioned a couple times that, you know, well, there wasn't a person on the other side. Okay, but she did believe that there was somebody on the other side. And how could they emotionally blackmail you if they didn't have something on you? And I feel like there wasn't, I don't know if it was just for privacy's sake and the show didn't show it and she was sharing that with her family, but it seemed like in all the clips that we saw at the beginning of the season, it was like, you know, this happened and I just felt really trapped, but she wasn't saying why she felt so I don't know. Does that make sense? Like, she wasn't sharing, I had said this, which was inappropriate, and I was worried they were going to use that against me. And the reason I feel like she didn't share as much of that is from the other wives talking about it. Like, Christine and Janelle both were like, I'm just so surprised she fell for this. This isn't like her. Normally she'd tell someone to take a hike.
Yeah.
You know, and she wasn't sharing the details of why she couldn't do that. Right. And I'm like, that means that she was saying stuff that was inappropriate. She was saying stuff that she didn't want it to get leaked of what she was doing. Because if it's all one-sided, if it's all just what they're doing, she could have been like, see you later. Go ahead. Tell them that you were sending me creepy stuff and I'm not going to care. It had to have been something that she was reciprocating that she didn't want to get out. And that's what they were holding against her. And I don't feel like she was sharing that a lot, at least not in the beginning of this season, with her family.
Yeah, the idea that just because it wasn't a real person, it doesn't really matter, I think is false.
Yeah.
Big time, because she thought she was having this relationship with someone. Now, granted, it never got physical, thank goodness. I feel like emotionally, she was all in, it sounds like. And that's the big concern. And once again, she's in a very unique situation here, you know, with being in this polygamous family and Cody having so much time and attention with the other wives and children.
Their child's moved out.
Exactly. And their child's moved out so that she doesn't have that to hang on to. So I get that it's very unique and very hard. I can't imagine what must have been going through her head. But at the same time, it wasn't just her trying to protect the family. It was her trying to protect herself. That's what it seems like.
Yeah. Well, and I think that later in the season, she was talking to her child and she was like, I need you, you know, wanting to have conversations, and was basically told that she wasn't forgiven. And, you know, her kid needed more time to process. But you could tell, I didn't realize that that child was home for the summer when this was all happening. So as that came out and you find out what kind of influence there was, and I don't know. There's definitely just continue. I feel like this is going to be an ongoing thing for continuing seasons, because as you see her kid saying, I don't want a relationship with you like that. I'm still hurt. You went against what I was saying to do. And it seems like all these people thought that she, Mary, was going to leave and was having enough of an emotional affair that leaving was on the table somewhere. And so Mary keeps reassuring everyone, I'm not leaving. But I'm guessing as things are getting leaked, people are feeling more and more of that feeling of she would have left if it was a real person. And that's what we'll never know, right? Like, it's easy to say, well, there wasn't another person there and they could never meet up with me. But if she had met up with someone, would she have left?
Right.
And I mean, that's just, it's a lot of what ifs. It's a lot of what ifs with this whole thing. And like I said, I don't think we're nowhere near the end of it. She hasn't reconciled with her child. She hasn't reconciled completely with Cody. She's trying to have better relationships with the sister wives, but
the way Cody's handling it, I think he's handling it in a way in front of the cameras, because I don't think that Cody is just forgiving her and saying, oh, no, I understand. You know, I think that it has caused a wedge to be driven between them so deep at this point that, you know, I mean, yeah, I think this face is being put on for the show and for the cameras, but I can't imagine that they have any kind of good relationship anyway at all at this point. I think that if it was a regular situation and they weren't being filmed and there wasn't everyone else, all the other wives and children to take into consideration, Cody probably would have just left at that point.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I think they both probably, I think it would have ended in divorce if it wasn't for the plural family and the publicity and maybe some of the religion at this point, but I don't know.
Maybe.
I still think it still would have been, I think, the end for the relationship right here. If it had been a normal monogamy, like a normal monogamous relationship, I think this would have probably been the end of it.
Right. Yeah. And I'm not saying they're not religious, but we can already start seeing shifts in the way that the family so nonchalantly talks about their belief and whether or not their children follow their belief and just how open they are about it, which isn't a bad thing, but it seems like they've become more free than they were originally talking so much about the importance of their religious beliefs. Well,
and I think it's a combination because not only do they move away from their religious community, but I wonder if they also, by doing this show, they're trying to prove our polygamous family is just like everybody else's family. And if they start inserting their religious beliefs in the typical fashion that polygamous religions do, then they're going to get a lot of flack for that, you know? And so it's also this weird line of, at one point, I think Janelle said, well, you know, if Logan's morality isn't the same as my morality, then like, that's okay. I can't enforce my morality. And I kind of looked at Sam and I said, well, it's great to not force your children into anything. However, I would think that every parent across the board, no matter what your belief system is, whether you're any religion or you're not religious at all, you want to raise your children with a certain sense of morality, and you have your morality beliefs and your system of what you think is right and wrong for a reason. People don't just throw around their morality beliefs willy-nilly. And typically you have a reason for why you think things are right and wrong. And to say that you don't care if your kid has the same one as you, I was like,
how important are yours then to you?
Yeah, that's what I felt like. I felt like that's kind of the abnormal. And are they saying that because they're in front of cameras and they don't want it to look like we're pushing this stuff on our kids, we're going to force our kids into this, and the flack they would get for doing that?
Right.
So I don't know if it's a defense mechanism, if they're really just that nonchalant about it. I don't know.
It's tough to say, but yeah, I've never seen a parent have such a strong belief in something, because you have to have a very strong belief in something in order to be a polygamous wife.
Yeah.
Right? You would think. So if your belief is strong enough to go along with that, then how is it not that important, so important to you that you want it for your kids as well? I don't know. It just seems a little bit...
And not necessarily the polygamous aspect, because I can understand where they can say you don't need to live polygamy just because we do. We're talking about the other morality that comes within their faith.
Yeah. So there's the religion, because you can be a part of the AUB and not be polygamous.
Yeah.
I mean, it is talked about of the importance of it, but it's not like it's required or anything like that. So anyway, it's just an interesting thought that you realized right off, like, oh, it's interesting that they're not trying to be more
instill more of their morality,
strict about what their children believe in.
So some of their other kids, Aspen and McKelty, living together only lasted a year. We're not surprised. Christine wasn't surprised. I think when they moved in together, everyone was like, I don't think this is gonna work. McKelty goes to St. George. Aspen moves in with Robin, which I was worried this was gonna cause like a huge tension between her and Christine. But Christine and Robin this season seem to actually be getting along really well. I think everyone's getting along better with Robin while she's pregnant and feisty.
Because the other wives are appreciating that. Yeah.
Yeah. I think because she's being feisty outwardly in front of the other wives to Cody, people are realizing like this perfect picture of Robin and Cody in their honeymoon phase where life is all hunky dory, and they're comparing what they see of that to marriages of 20 years right? And you're never going to be able to compare those two, like 20 years of baggage and regular marriage versus, well, and plural marriage on top of it, mm-hmm. versus this shiny new marriage over here. And then now they're seeing her like get frustrated at him and be snarky with him. And they're like, ah, it isn't perfect over there. Now we can be friends. It's kind of what it feels like.
Yeah, it's interesting. Definitely. Throughout this season, Robin and Christine are getting along, and to some extent, Mary and Janelle are getting along, which is a whole new side of things as well. So, yeah, it's very interesting to see. And the Aspen moving in with Robin, I think Christine was actually shocked by it at first.
Yeah.
But it seems like she came to terms with it, or at least she said that, oh, no, it's okay. It'll be good for them. And Aspen moving back in with me would be like a step backwards for her, so she wouldn't want that. So, anyway, it seems like it'll be okay, or at least they said that it would be okay.
The way it's portrayed in this season, I would say this season felt like the wives were the most coherent they've ever been collectively as a group.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, they're all dealing with the Mary stuff behind the scenes, but it feels like they're all putting in the most amount of effort, and it seems like they're getting along the best that we've seen so far, 10 seasons in. It is also weird to think that, like, we've seen season 18, right? And then we've only seen up to season 10. And it's weird to, like, have heard all these things in season 18 of, you never accepted me, you never accepted my children, like with Robin, and all this stuff about how they were never felt like they were part of the family. And I'm watching them, and it's hard to know because it's a television show, so they can edit whatever they want. But at this point, the family, I feel like, is finally starting to feel integrated as one unit with all four wives and all of the children.
Right.
It's starting to be cohesive.
Yeah, there's so many rumors out there regarding, I don't know. We stepped into the sister wife world not realizing how opinionated people are about it all, honestly. So we've learned a lot, but there's so many different opinions about, or rumors about, the catfishing story and whether or not it was an inside job and the people were trying to hurt relationships and all different kinds of things like that. But based on what we see on the show, that seems very unlikely. But once again, it can be edited any way they want. But it seems like at this point that Christine and Robin have actually come together, it seems like, and they are actually working together. Their kids are hanging out with each other a lot, so it seems unlikely that they're trying to rip themselves apart at this moment.
Yep, not in season 10 at least. Garrison signs up for the National Guard, Hunters and Air Force Academy. So lots of stuff going on with their older kids. I thought that it was sad, like Mary going to the doctor alone. She's like, well, I'm a private person. I think, again, was just another testament to how alone she is. Because I'm like, it doesn't matter how private you are as a person. If you're married, you typically have, that's supposed to be the person that you would share everything with. And the fact that she didn't share medical stuff, I think just also shows where she sees herself with Cody, right?
It's so interesting because, I mean, I look at my childhood and being raised in a home with four mothers and a father and so many kids, so many, and
so many,
and seeing how that family unit worked, and then look at the Brown family and the difference there. It's almost like Cody has these wives, but part time, right?
Yeah.
Like these are part-time wives. And like, so Mary probably has gotten used to doing things on her own. Or, you know, back when her child was with her, maybe she did things with her child more. But now she's just gotten used to doing things by herself because that's just the norm. Because Cody's only there sometimes once a month. I guess every time once a month because there's four.
Once a week.
Sorry.
Once
every 4 days. I'm sorry. Yes. Yes. Well, who knows with Mary? Maybe it is only once a month. No, but it's interesting to see how far apart and separated they are because in my home, my father would come home, all of the wives would be there all the time. And so there was this, it was like this one family that Cody keeps saying he wants, this one family unit.
It's like the cul-de-sac makes them all together all the time, but they've admitted multiple times that they can go a long time as just neighbors, right?
Right. Right. If father was home, all of the mothers were home in the home at the same time. And I mean, there were moments where there would be like a trip that father would take and he would take one of the wives with him. So then at that point, there would be three wives at home, and that would rotate which wife he took with him, depending on which trip it was, or if it was a vacation or business trip or whatever it was. But it was so hard to take the whole family every time, so it was kind of split up into age groups and one of the mothers, you know, and rotate like that. But anyway, so it was either a few of the mothers home taking over everything, or if father was home, all of the mothers were there. And so it was always like this, you know, I could go to any of the mothers for anything I needed all the time. They were always there. So it was very much like this one family unit, like Cody talks about. So not saying there wasn't plenty of problems in our household as well, but it was just that every time Cody talks about, oh, I want this, I want that, as one family, I think, well, there's a way to do that. But on the other side, because he has these strong-willed women, I don't think they would get along very well, always in each other's space.
No, but I don't think so either. This Thanksgiving celebration, obviously, like you said, Mary and Janelle working on trying to work together, even though their personalities are so different. Mary wanted to take Solomon to Utah, I think was a tough one for her, where she felt like she wasn't being trusted. I feel like she's extra sensitive right now at this moment in the family, because if she's trying to insert herself as, hey, I'm a mother too, like people keep saying, and then if something gets shut down, even if it doesn't have to do with her, everything I think just feels a little extra tender to her.
What did you... That's an interesting one, the Mary asking to take Solomon to Utah with her, because I know a lot of parents that would be with Robin and say, no, he's this young kid. He needs to be home with his mom. I don't want him out for multiple nights.
Across state lines.
Across state lines, like very protective, right? Most, I would say, parents are very protective and would have some concerns with that. But then the flip side of that is that they're supposed to be one family, and Mary is supposed to be one of the other mothers for this child. And so then, okay, would that make it okay?
Yeah, it was a hard one for me to compare to. Like, Sam and I paused, and I was like, okay, we have our little boy's 4. And so it was like I was trying to like put myself in Robin's shoes. Okay, would I let him go with my sister, who's an aunt to him? Would I let him go with grandma? Like, there's so many different aspects. But at the end of the day, like, I can't come up with a comparison. There's nobody in his life that he's been told his entire life is like a second mother, you know? And so even though he has these relationships with people, and I don't know, it's a tough one. Because it just depends on how much they've pushed that. Is she really just like an aunt figure? Is she really like another mother figure? And at the end of the day, when Robin was saying, you know, Solomon asks for his mom, which is also completely normal, and that can happen, and every child's different. And if that's what he's needing, then you have to make that call as a mom. So only Robin's going to know whether or not it would actually be okay. But there's also that trust in whether or not, like you said, like when you're little, or I guess maybe you could answer this better. When you were little, was there other times, or like you got hurt or stuff, was there times that the other mothers could comfort you like a mother, or did you just want your mom?
With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, motion sounds something like this. Kizik helps you experience the magic of motion. With over 200 patents and easy on, easy off technology, you'll never have to touch your shoes again. There are hundreds of styles and colors, plus a squish like nothing you've ever felt. For a limited time, get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Oh boy, that is a great question.
I hadn't thought of that till right now, the fact that might be a better example.
That's a great question. I think back, I think that in the moment of any kind of injury or something like that, it was always best to have your biological mother. Yeah. If your biological mother was not there, of course, one of the other mothers or an older sibling would do whatever needed to be done and take care of that person. But yes, at least speaking for myself, I always wanted my mother.
Yeah, and I guess that's my point, is that no matter how much you try to say that these are other mothers, at the end of the day, your mother, especially at a young age, is going to be the most important, and who you're going to want in those circumstances. So, I mean, it's tough, but I understand Mary also feeling like, I think more than anything, it was her having the nerve to be like, I'm asking for this. Mm-hmm. I think that was probably a little uncomfortable. Or for her to feel comfortable enough to ask for it in the beginning, I guarantee she didn't go into it thinking she was going to be told no. You know, typically when you ask people for things, it's because you already have a sense of what they're going to say most of the time, right? People feel uncomfortable going in with a complete unknown of, I have no idea what they're going to say, but I'm going to throw this out there. Mary seemed pretty confident she was going to be told yes. So I think it was just harder for her to be told no because she thought she was at a certain place. And then where Solomon is or where Robin is in a different place. And so she felt hurt.
Yeah. But with everything that had just recently gone on the summer before with Mary, I can understand some trust issues there. And honestly, I almost wonder if Mary was just trying to test the water, you know? Like, okay, how bad is the trust issue now that I did what I did? And so maybe she reached a little bit too far to just test the water and see what are they going to say if I ask to take Solomon with me. So it's hard to know where she was coming from, but she seemed very upset with the answer no and the very quick answer no.
Yeah, but she did take Brianna and they had a good time visiting Mary's child. And I mean, like we talked about earlier, their issues, their relationship issues are tough to watch. I did find it interesting that Cody and Mary's child, up to this point, was the only one in all of the seasons that continued to say that they wanted to be a sister wife.
Mm-hmm.
The only one. You know, the other ones, oh, maybe, maybe not. But this child said over and over, I want to be a sister wife. I want to be a sister wife. And at this point, this is the first interview where they said that they didn't believe in the AUB as a church anymore, even though they had moved back to Utah specifically for that reason.
To be near the
church organization, and then admitting that they do not want to be a sister wife or live in practice plural marriage. So we're definitely seeing changes there as well. So, I mean, it's going to be really interesting to see how that evolves, their faith, and then also their relationship with Mary and seeing how, if it ends up getting worked out or if they stay estranged. I don't know. I haven't looked into that like offline. I try to keep fresh eyes, but
we can't help but
look up like little things, but I haven't looked up to see how their relationship is now. So we'll see how that goes.
But yeah, and we don't want to talk too much about it, but we do know what happens in season 18. And so we know what's coming, but it's interesting to see it progress and how it's getting to that point. In season 10, we're starting to see little glimpses of things that are what cause the 18 season mess.
Disaster. The dumpster fire, I think is what we call it. Robin has the baby girl, Ariella, and it seems like a real bonding moment for the family. Solomon was not the same. Her pregnancy was not a bonding moment for everyone. It was all in the time of them moving to Vegas and everything. And this time around, everyone seems excited. Everybody's excited for the baby. Christine's coming over just to hold the baby. And so that was nice to see the baby kind of bond everybody. They did mention, and we do have to point out, that like in these plural families, there's times where Cody's having a baby and his daughter's getting married like in the same year. And that is common and can totally happen.
Very common. Oh, yes. I mean, I have siblings that are as old as, if not older than your parents.
I think your oldest sibling is a couple years older than my parents.
And then, let's see here. My youngest sibling is, I believe, 16 now.
So range from like 16 to, I think, like 58?
Yeah, almost 60.
Almost 60. So that's a huge range of children. They're all having their own kids in between there. And so
I have plenty of nieces and nephews that are much older than me, and so it's so it was always so weird to see a niece or a nephew, and I'm their uncle, and they are multiple years older than me, and I'm just thinking, wow, you know, that's where the song "I'm My Own Grandpa" must come from, something along those lines. But yeah, it's interesting that, I mean, I can't imagine being that parent where, hey, I have a pregnant wife and I have a daughter getting married right now. I mean, that's just, wow. I can't imagine that.
Yeah. At the end of the season, the whole family goes to Hawaii for a vacation. Mm. They have everybody together, even the adult kids, which is great. This was one little like religious tidbit, is that at the luau, Cody doesn't eat pork, which I don't think they had mentioned up to this point. Janelle seems the most to like be on board and understand it. She was like, you know, Cody wants to follow some of the Jewish traditions that he believes Christ would have followed. And so he didn't eat pork. Your dad didn't eat pork either.
Mm-mm. Yeah, so it's a biblical thing, or at least that's what I was told. that it's a I think it's an Old Testament thing.
Yes, it is. And so that's why sometimes I wonder, and maybe someone could give me more insight. So obviously it being a Jewish tradition makes sense because there isn't a belief in the New Testament. Mm-hmm. But in the sense of this, if you believe that like the law of Moses and the things in the Old Testament, that the new law, the higher law, has been enacted and Jesus Christ came and everything in the New Testament had gotten rid of so much of the Old Testament and the law of Moses.
Yep.
Why hold on to, as a Christian, why hold on to some of those older practices if they were like in the old time? Does that make sense?
Well, I think they would say, correct me if I'm wrong, I will admit that I'm wrong sometimes. But I think that it was a lot of Jesus came to add on to the old law, not to do away with everything.
I don't know, but he said, don't, it's not an eye for an eye
right
anymore.
There were some changes.
You're supposed to, there, you know, turn the other cheek. So there were some things he specifically said, like, this law is no longer, it's supposed to be this way. You're not supposed to act this way, you're supposed to act that way. Mm-hmm. So he did change a lot.
But then there were things like the Ten Commandments that remained in effect. So there, it wasn't like he did away with everything.
I guess that's a good point.
So I wonder if that's what people would say is, well, we need to hold on to the good things that Jesus didn't come out and say, this needs to be different.
So he should have mentioned pork if he had wanted it changed. And that could have helped everyone out.
Yeah, we weren't allowed to have pork. They also mentioned coffee. In the early days of the mainstream Mormon church, Joseph Smith taught or gave a
word of wisdom,
which is a guideline. It wasn't a commandment at that time. And in all of these breakoff groups, that's what remains. In the AUB, the Kingston group, the FLDS, it's a recommendation.
Not a commandment.
Yeah, to not drink certain things and eat certain things, coffee being one of those. So in my house, it was the same thing. Some of us drank coffee, some of us didn't. Father told us that he didn't want us to, but as people got older, they started doing their own thing and some did, some didn't.
Yeah, in the mainstream LDS church that I grew up in, it eventually did become commandment. So the scripture itself says this is not meant to be a commandment. It's like in the very first couple of verses, it says this is not meant to be a commandment, but more of a suggestion. But eventually with modern revelation through modern prophets, they did make that a commandment, so much so that it is required for you to follow that in order to go to the temple and receive temple ordinances. So you can't continue down what they call like the covenant path back to God without adhering to that. So a lot more strict in the mainstream LDS than most of the polygamous breakoffs. I think that's probably another reason why like Cody feels very strongly about it. Janelle does, because they grew up with the strictness of that code,
right?
Of like it being a commandment, where everybody else grew up, you know, Robin's like, for us, it's a personal choice.
Right.
And yeah, if you grow up taking it for its word at face value of it being just a recommendation and you getting to choose, then
it's
a choice again.
Exactly.
Instead of a commandment.
And of course, we know just like almost every scripture out there or commandment, everybody interprets it a little differently. So I know that even in the mainstream LDS church, people will interpret the word of wisdom a little different.
Yep. Then at the end of the trip, McKelty pulled aside her mom, Christine.
Oh, yes.
And talked about Tony and how...
Tony from St. George.
Tony from St. George. Those St. George boys. I met Sam in St. George. So she has been dating Tony and she wanted a time to set up for Cody to meet Tony and talk about marriage. And I felt bad for McKelty in this, like in the interviews after, you know, she was like, Christine was so excited for Maddie and then so hesitant with McKelty and like very shocked. She's like, I didn't know it was that serious. How long have you been dating? Like asking a lot of questions instead of just pure excitement and joy. So I think it's hard when, you know, she even said, she's like, I saw how she reacted to Maddie. And so I was expecting that plus more because I'm her biological daughter. I didn't get that at all. But I feel like that biological aspect brings more concern. I think it's still, even though Christine obviously has love for all of these children, I think it's going to be easier to jump for joy and be excited for somebody else's kid versus this is my child's reality. Do I feel like they're old enough for it, mature enough for it? Like all the things that mothers think of. I think it's just going to be harder when it's your own kid.
In Christine's defense, it doesn't sound like McKelty shared with her enough about her feelings towards Tony, because it seemed like Christine was surprised that they had even dated for 4 months, that it had been that long, that it was even serious. So, I mean, it seems like if McKelty had talked more about it and how excited she was about it, maybe Christine would have been a little bit more excited for that news.
Yeah, Sam and I were talking about this one too. Like, I paused and I was like, oh, I feel like Christine just must not have enough information, because I know in my case, my mom knew that we were going to get married just as early, if not earlier than me. And I remember her, like, the day that I said that, oh, he told me he loved me. And she was like, okay, you guys are going to get married, you know? And not that because you say you love someone equals marriage. She just knew that that was a path. And so she knew, and they were, my family was super happy and excited, but they had heard from me every step of the way as I was falling in love with Sam. And then when we were in love, and yeah, my family saw it coming like a mile away, and it was no surprise.
Yeah. So maybe because of that experience, I just assumed that maybe Christine should have known more.
Yeah. But again, every relationship, parent, child, how often they talk, it's just hard to know in one snippet of how Christine reacted. Purely just the shock of it all, like, who knows? But it's going to be cute to see when she said, I don't think we're going to have like a super long engagement or anything. So it sounds like, I don't know if they're going to have another wedding in the same year or if it's going to be back to back or what that's going to look like. But I think the weddings are going to start rolling in here soon.
Yeah, it's crazy because, you know, in the culture that they come from, the culture that we come from, dating for 4 months isn't that short. That's pretty common almost.
Well, Christine didn't seem shocked at that when she's like, oh, you've already, I think it was five. And she's like, you've already been dating for 5 months. And she's like, oh, I didn't realize it was that long. And McKelty, I think, even said, oh, I thought you were going to say that short. And Christine's like, no, it's pretty long. Yeah.
So for all of you wondering, whoa, why is someone talking about marriage after 4 or 5 months? Well, it's just the culture.
It's the culture a lot. And I don't know, should we even confess?
No.
Oh, okay. We won't confess how short our dating and
okay,
our engagement.
Fine. Go
only
ahead.
Because we're here 10 years later and I still love him so much and I like him too. Yes.
And likewise, I like you and love you too. You can tell them now. Everybody's going to want to know.
Yes. So in case people are wondering what our timeline looked like, and as we were talking about it after this episode, but before filming, and even Sam was like, was it really that short? Because he's like, how long was it before we got engaged? And I was like, I think it was 6 or 7 weeks from our first date to our engagement. And he's like, no way. It felt so long. And so I did the math and our first date was April 6th and we got engaged May 23rd.
We're crazy.
So that's nuts. I hope our daughter doesn't take
us. I know. Now that we're parents, we're thinking, oh, no, you should probably date a couple of years just to make sure.
And then we got married August 16th, so less than 3 months later.
When you know, you know, you know?
We knew. And here we are. Next week, April 6th, we'll have been together. We've been together from that very first date. We've just never been apart ever since. And
that's
10 years.
Yeah.
So hopefully it'll work out with McKelty and Tony as well. I believe they're still together today too. So sometimes you just know.
Spoiler alert. Yeah.
Yeah. Spoiler alert if you haven't seen. But anyway, if you want to hear more of what it was like for Sam to grow up in polygamy, please like and subscribe.
Yes. Thank you all so much for being here with us with our fresh eyes on Sister Wives. So we look forward to talking with you soon.
Talk to y'all soon.